Though the Florida Virtual School is a third-party vendor at fault for leaving its server unsecured and vulnerable to hackers, the district is now evaluating its own data security. Jillian Gregory is an assistant superintendent for the district.
We've also shifted our focus internally. And so the superintendent has directed TIS and Academic Services to review all of our data exchange protocols, to strengthen all of our data exchange protocols, and to ensure that as we move forward, we minimize our risk as much as possible.
Gregory says two groups had their data compromised. The first was about 1,700 teachers whose social security numbers were compromised. They were identified as teachers who had a homeroom class. Gregory says before 2014, students' schedules were tied to teachers using social security numbers in the LCS management information system. Now, the district uses PIDs, or personal identification numbers. The second group was estimated at about 50,000 students and teachers who had information like medical records and individual education plans compromised. The district has been working with mass mailing and calling companies to notify those affected. Superintendent Hannah adds LCS is providing free identity theft protection to those who had social security numbers compromised. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.